Next question on Julie Walters. Julie, J-U-L-I-E, Walters, W-A-L-T-E-R-S. Date of birth is 8/27/1959. Telephone number is 586-202-4663. Subject is Anjita. Julie, in the beginning, reported that she is not responding well with the medication and she wants to her options. I further discussed that she may have history of treatment-resistant depression. And because as we have tried all medications, except she is not ready for lithium in combination with the Abilify. Yet I also indicated that she can be, if the medication is not effective, there are other options are doing ECT or transcranial stimulation or vagal nerve stimulation, PS, etc. However, she indicated that since she increased the dose of Ritalin to 10 mg, she is showing some improvement. I further discussed that at one time she has told me that she was diagnosed having ADD in the beginning and was tried on some medication. If the effect of the medication is there, she should try with the 10 milligram doses, which she claimed that she's already increased. I further explained that she should try 10 milligrams maybe in the morning and noon. If she can tolerate, then next time when I see her in 2 weeks, I may adjust the doses, to which she agreed. She was alert oriented. Her mood was euthymic, affect was appropriate, speech was clear. She denies any suicidal thoughts, denies any auditory visual hallucination. She also admits that she has problem in focus, concentration, and get very easily disorganized and not able to organize herself. Her judgment sight is impaired. There was no suicidal thoughts. Patient was educated about the medications and encouraged for the compliance. Assessment major depressive disorder with anxiety, rule out bipolar disorder, attention deficit disorder, plan will increase the dose of Ritalin to 10 mg in the morning, Prozac 40 mg daily, Abilify 20 mg at bedtime. A 30-day supply was ordered, but follow appointment was given 2 weeks to assess the response of Ritalin, to which she agreed. This is the end of dictation. Next question on Kathleen, K-A-T-Y-L-Y-N, Carlesmo, C-A-R-L-E-S-M-O. Her date of birth is 8/27/1989. Telephone number is 586-854-6037. Subjective and objective data. Kathleen described that without medication, she cannot focus. She just dropped her son to school and claimed that lot of things are there. If she does not take the dose in the morning, it is very hard for her to focus on so many things to do, but once the medication she takes, she has become more organized and she can manage her responsibility fairly well. She was quite happy with the medications and wanted that her brain should be organized just like with the medication. She was alert, oriented, pleasant, appropriate. She denies any suicidal thoughts, denies any hallucinations or any paranoid delusion. Her judgment sight is improving. She denies any side effect of the medication. She claimed that the current medication has been helping and she does not want to go any higher doses at this point. Assessment, attention deficit disorder, continue Adderall, 10 mg in the morning, 10 mg at noon, 60 tablet was ordered, patient was explained risk benefit side effect and also encouraged to read about ADHD, as she knows that after taking this medication her executive functioning improved and she functioned better. This is the end of dictation and Dr. Stogi. So these are all 12 dictation. I would like to fax it to my home fax machine as 248-828-9712. Thank you very much for your help. Bye-bye.